I would like to make sure before we get started that everyone can see my screen. If you can see my screen, please raise your hand on the webinar panel. Wonderful. And since you're following my directions, I am safe to assume, I think, that you can hear me. So I'm going to put the hands down. Again, my name is Wendy Henson from DPI. And today we're going to go over the new functionality that was just pushed out last night. It is for the TNL CEU imports. And this functionality will send those professional development credit information to HRMS. LEAs can choose to use it or not. It's optional. You don't have to use this functionality. And in this functionality, there are four views that you can choose to look at. When you're looking at the information from the views, you can choose whether to ignore a record, meaning you don't need to do anything with it. You're going to ignore it. Or if you need to update it, if it's something that's already in HRMS, you can update it. Or you can add it if it is not already in HRMS. I did attach to the webinar panel the handout that is the instructions for this. You can also find them in our wiki information. I know our wiki did go away for HRMS, but we did move that information to another area, and we did send out the link to that information through the Gov Delivery listserv. So you should have received that. I will send an email a little bit later today to everyone that is logged in to the webinar with that link so that you'll have it just in case for some reason you didn't get it. But the instructions are there. We are also recording this webinar, and it will be posted out on that new wiki information location for you if you need to go back and review it. So the way, if you have any questions, if you'll just type them in to the webinar panel, to your question area, that would be great. And then I will do my best to answer your questions while we're on the webinar. Any that I can't answer, I will get an answer and email you back. Okay. All right. Let me get over here. So when we first log in to HRMS, we're going to go to Continuing Ed, and then right down at the bottom, we have TNL CEUs. So Continuing Ed, and then TNL CEUs. This is going to bring up, let me move that webinar panel out of my way so I can see what I'm doing here. Sorry. So we do have four ways that you can view this information. So if there are any duplicates that are displaying, then by default, duplicates for review will be open. So it will be expanded. And records that are from TNL that match existing records in HRMS will be displayed. And it will match based on employee UID, course code, and completed date. That information is displayed for you. So we'll talk about this in a minute, but I want to show you all of the sections real quick first. If you scroll down, you have a section called CEUs by course code. Okay, pretty self-explanatory. It's going to be records that are not duplicates, and they're going to be grouped by course code. So we just click on that section to open it up. And you can search by a specific course code if you'd like, or by a specific date. You can see that I have one record of 27 displaying, and I use my little chevrons down at the bottom to advance forward and backwards through the pages. Okay. The next section that we have is CEUs by employee. Okay, again, these are going to be records that are not duplicates that are received from TNL, and they're grouped by employee. Okay. You can search for a specific employee based on their HRMS ID, their UID, or their last name. If you choose last name, if you were to choose Smith, everybody with the last name Smith is going to show up. Okay. And you just have to scroll through them. We do see one of 16 records here. And because it's by employee, I have Bernice Hughes here. And then my next page is Beverly Kennedy. Okay, so different people. And then the last section is the rejected CEU. So this is where if you mark anything as rejected, it is going to move down here. And you can come back to this area and locate it later if there's ever a question. You do not have to come to this area and do anything. Okay, this is just where it's going to keep them if you need to come back and look for something to see if you've rejected it. Okay. And even if you've rejected it, you can add it back. And again, we have different ways that we can search. We can search by HRMS ID, UID, last name. We can look by course codes, or we can look by a specific date. Okay. So let's go back up to the top to our duplicates for review. And when we're looking at our duplicates, now there are instructions at the top of each section for you. It explains what the table is showing. So the table below shows all records from TNL where the employee ID and the date match an existing record in HRMS. The HRMS record displays as read-only. The TNL record allows you to edit the credit distribution as well as choose whether to keep it. When the course code and date are a match between HRMS and TNL, you choose whether to update the existing HRMS record with the TNL data or ignore the record. When only the date matches between HRMS and TNL, you have the option to add the new TNL record or ignore it. So when the course code and the date match for the employee, you will have a little checkbox in this update column. That is called a true duplicate. So let me go to this next person over here. I think that, yep, this person has what's called a true duplicate. So it's matched on the course code, the completion date, and for the employee based on their UID. The description may not be the same. Okay, so it may have been entered into HRMS with a different description. But the course code and the completion date and the employee are the same. So that's a true duplicate when all three things match. And when that happens, the course code will be in red, like this one, the 3780. And notice I can only either update the record or I can ignore it. Update or ignore. I can't add it because it's already there. Okay. Whereas, let me come back over here, I don't have a true duplicate over here for Dorothy. I have duplicates, but they're not true duplicates because they didn't match on all three fields. Okay. They're just matching on the employee and the completed date, not the course code. So here for Dorothy in HRMS, I have a course code of 3789 that was completed on March 18th. I have another course that was completed on March 18th, but the course code is different. It's 839. So is it a different one? Do we need to add it? So did Beverly, or I'm sorry, we're on Dorothy. So did Dorothy complete two courses on March 18th? And the 3781's already there, but now we need to add the 839. If we do, we're just going to click the add. We're going to put a check in the checkbox for add. We have the option to update the distribution values if we need to. So you can change these values in here. I'm not going to do that, but you can. And I'm just going to, and all I'm going to do is submit it. And it's going to pop up and tell me that it's been processed. And I click OK. Now, on my screen, it's still there. Okay, remember, I'm in a training database. But in your screen, from my understanding, is it will go away. Now, if I log out and come back into this screen, if I log totally out of HRMS and I were to close my browser and then come back to it later or even just in a minute and open it back up, then it would be gone. But again, this is a training database. Okay. So it does, things don't always flow like they should. So we're going to pretend like that's gone. Okay. Because I think for you all, I think it does actually disappear when you do it. Then the next one I have for Dorothy was completed on 6/29. The course codes are different. 378100. Well, it could be. See, it's a similar course code as the one up there, but it's a different completion date. And also on 6/29, we have another course, and it's course code 1000. So is course code 1000 the same as this 3781 that's already in there? Because some districts do alter the course codes when they put them in, if they enter them manually. Okay. So you have to determine if it's the same. If I say, yes, this is the same class, it's the same course, so I'm going to ignore it, I just simply put a check in the ignore box and click submit. It's been processed. I click OK. And again, on my screen, it didn't disappear. Now, I could log out and come back in and show you, but that just takes extra time. Let's move over to Catherine. So she has that true duplicate. So it matched on the employee UID, the course code, and the completion date. And remember, a true duplicate is going to list the course code in red. Do I want to keep what's in HRMS right now, which is this top record? And I don't need to do anything with this bottom one. If that's the case, I just do ignore and submit. If I need to update the top record, and again, I can update these distribution values, then I would make my changes if there were any, and I would click update. But if I update it just like this, the new record has one CEU credit. It's going to replace the old record that has 9 CEU credits. Okay. If you go in and you do make changes, that comes to 8. And then you say, no, I don't want to do that. You can just click the reset button and it resets it back to what it was. Okay. And I can search if I'm looking for a specific person. Then I can search on their HRMS ID, their UID, or their last name. Okay. So I know Beverly Corbett was one of them. So, and I only have 2 records on this screen. So I'm just going to put Corbett in there and I'm going to click last name. And there's nothing found because remember I processed hers. Okay. So I think Keck was her last name. And so there's Catherine back. And notice I only have the 1 of 1 records. So you can search by the employee if you need to. Any questions about that part? Okay, we're going to move down to the CEUs by course code. Okay, so that the top one, again, that was your duplicates. That is going to be open by default if there are any duplicates. If you want to look at the CEUs by course code, you can use the CEUs by course code. If you'd rather look at them by employee, you can come down here and do by employee, whichever way you want to do it. Okay, by course code, I can search by my course code or the date. Again, it tells me the information here at the top to apply credit distribution across all the staff, edit the top line of credits, and submit. So this is by course code. So I might have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 people listed that took this course on the same day, the same course on the same day. And if I want to update all of the records to be the same, okay, meaning I'm going to give them, update whatever the credits are that I want them to have. And I can put it wherever I need it to be. Okay, then I can do submit and update everybody. If I put a check in the checkbox in the header row, it updates, it's going to update all of them because it's going to check everybody. I don't have to do that. I can reset that. And I can come down here and I can say, okay, for Dorothy, I'm going to approve this one. Now she's the only one on this one right now. And that record's been processed. And I can move to my next record. And here's one from February. And I can approve Shirley. That record's been processed. And then I can get over here to Mark. If I need to reject one, I just do the reject. Okay. Very easy. So I rejected Mark. Okay. And we just go through and we can go through and look at them and we can process them. So we can either approve or reject them. Let me go all the way to the end. Okay, so I've got 27 records. So if I want to look at, maybe I want to search for a specific course, 3781. So I'm going to type that in my search value and click course code. And I have two, there's two records. So many. And Blake, 3781. So I can see who has that. Okay. And I could go ahead and approve them. Any questions about that? How to look at them by course code? Okay. The third way that we have to review the CEUs is by employee. So we just click in that section to open it up. Okay, so again, we can edit the distribution if we need to. We're going to have one employee per page. And up to 10 records will display per page. Okay, so if Bernice had 10 records, we'd see all 10 of them on this same page without having to move to the next page. I don't know that I have anybody with that many. So that one's got 3. That one's just got 1. 1. So I think most of them in here are just going to probably have a few. Okay. That one's got three. And again, I can search by the last name or their UID. Oh, I went all the way to the end. Okay. I was wondering why it wouldn't advance for me. But if I don't want to, if I'm looking for somebody specific, I don't have to scroll through. I know I'm looking for Jones, and I can click last name, and there's Jones. And I just have one Jones that's displaying, and he has the three records. Okay, I can update my distribution if I need to. If I need to approve two and reject one, I can mark the two I want to approve and do approve and process. And then, oops, I lost them. And then this bottom one, I'm going to reject. Okay. If I want to clear my search, I just use the clear search. And again, this reset button, if I make changes to this distribution and I mark a bunch of checks and boxes and I want to start over, I can use my reset button, and that is in every section. Okay. And then the last area is the rejected CEUs. So these are the ones that we've previously marked as rejected. Okay, so there's my Bernice. I should have a Blake Jones on here, but again, I would need to log out and back in order to see that in my training database. I don't believe you have to do that. You do not have to look at the rejected section every time. Okay, you do not have to look at that every time. That section is just going to hold the ones that you've marked rejected in case there's a question about them later. Somebody comes and says, hey, I took this course and I don't see it in my CEU list. How come I didn't get credit for it? You can come back here and you can look and see if you marked it rejected. If you need to change it, if you rejected it in error. Okay, so for Bernice, I'm going to select hers and I'm going to go ahead and approve it. I can make adjustments in my credit distribution if I need to, and I'm going to click approve. And it's going to approve it. Okay. It won't be rejected any longer. So it's very simple. There's really not a whole lot to how to use this functionality. Again, it's optional. You don't have to do it. You know, it is something that you can use if you want to. You can continue to manually enter them or get them in however you've been doing it, but we are providing the import from TNL. So if you do want to be able to use the information and not have to manually enter the data, if that's what you've been doing, it will be there for you and you can process it. You can look at your duplicates. You can look by course code. You can look by employee. And you can edit distribution values. You can check the box to accept it or reject it, or update or ignore if it's a duplicate. So are there any questions about how this functionality works, about what you need to do? I scheduled the webinar for an hour just because I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time. I really didn't think it would take that long. And it hasn't. You know, we're just right about 25 minutes now. I've showed you really everything that I need to show you as far as how to use the functionality. Are there any questions? Anything that I can go over again for you? Christy says, do we have to assign HRMS codes to these courses? Christy, I don't, as far as I know, you don't have to do anything other than just process what's here. So I don't know. I apologize. HRMS is not a system that I am extremely familiar with. As far as a lot of your processes. So when you say assign an HRMS code to it, what are you talking about there? If you could give me a little more information. And let's see, Christy, I could unmute you if you'd like. A six-digit course code that's tied to each course that is entered in the CEU module. I don't think you have to do that, Christy. Yes, Blair, the webinar is being recorded and it will be accessible in the future. Absolutely. So the way that you can go and check on these credits is, I have to find my little cheat sheet because again, I'm not yet real HRMS savvy. So back on our homepage, I would go to the employee page. And Corbett was one, right? Oh. Then I'm going to go up here to Other and come down to Renewals CEUs. And it's going to update. Whoops. I clicked something. What is that? Stop. Other Renewals CEUs. Let me keep my fingers off of it while it's doing its little thing. Why is it not? Let me go back and I hit something and then it doesn't want to do it. Well, you know what? I don't know what I did. Let me log out and back in. Well, it didn't make me log back in, did it? It just does not want to bring up that page for me. So while I'm waiting for that, Sherry wants to know, are the records automatically sent or does the attendee have to select to have it sent to the LEA? So you're talking about when they're in TNL, are they going to automatically be sent from TNL to the HRMS screen here? Is that what you're talking about, Sherry? I believe they're going to go automatically. I don't think you have to do any. Okay, yes. Yeah, you don't have to do anything on your side. All right. You know what? Let me just close this and. Oh, see? Oh, it was hiding. Look at that. So it's going to have them all over here. And so the 3781 is one I processed today for Dorothy. The 378100, the 1000. I think I also processed the 839 for her today. So you can come back and look and see. And then you have the ability to remove or edit them from their class history. Okay. But let me just close that and then reopen my browser. Okay. So again, I would go to see our continuing ed and then TNL CEUs. And it's always going to look to see if there's any duplicates. Okay. And notice, see, Dorothy's gone. And I only have Catherine showing up. Okay. Now, the first time that this information is coming in, this code was pushed out last night. It's going to pick up all credits, CEUs, starting with July 1st and forward. So from July 1st to now. So you'll have, you could possibly have a large batch to go through. But then, once you've processed all of those in that first batch, you won't have as many coming through at any one time. And they will just stay here until you do something with them, either update or ignore the duplicates or approve or reject the ones that are listed, whether you choose to view them by course code or by employee. Any other questions? Let's see. Christy wants to know if you all are automatically notified when they come through, or do you have to go look for them? I don't think there's any type of a notification, Christy. I think that you have to, they'll just show up whenever you go and you look under the CEUs, the TNL CEUs, you can look and see if they're there. So, if you're a small district and you don't have that many that come through, at any particular time, you could maybe check it a couple of times a week. A larger district, you may want to check it more often. I'm not sure how often people are getting, courses where they can get CEUs and the information is coming through, but it is going to come automatically from TNL into HRMS. And again, this is not a mandatory functionality. It's totally optional. But if you want the information in HRMS, and you normally hand key it in or have some other process that you're using, to get it into HRMS, this is going to bring it over automatically for you. And you can just check the boxes, update, ignore, or approve, reject, and get them in there much quicker that way. But I do not believe that there's a notification that goes out when information comes in. Any other questions? And Christy, when I went to the employee page and we looked at her CEUs, you saw how the codes were already there. So you don't have to go in and do anything as far as assigning a code. It's just going to pick up the code that it comes in with. So Blair says if they've already manually uploaded reports from July, then they're assuming that they would have duplicates if this was as of July. Is that correct? And that would be correct. Yes, because we are starting with July 1. So any records from July 1 forward. So if you've already input records from July, then you will have, or you should have, some duplicates. Okay. And remember, there's two kinds of duplicates. You have a true duplicate, which is going to show the course code in red, and it's matching on the employee UID, their course code, and the completed date. So it's matching on all three. And then just a regular old duplicate that you can add or ignore. From the true duplicates, you can only update or ignore. You can't add it because it's already there, because it's already matching that same course code for the employee and that same completion date. But a duplicate that's not a true duplicate, which is only matching on the employee and the date, the completed date, not the course code, those you can add or you can ignore. So yeah, you're going to have, if you've already input all of your July records, then you will have some duplicates. But you can see how they show up here. Okay. So if it's a true duplicate, it's going to show in red, and you can decide whether to update or ignore. And then Dorothy, I already processed all of hers, and she was the only other one I had. But I did have the option on some of her records. The ones that were true duplicates, I had the update. The ones that were not, I had the add button. Okay. You know what? Blair wants to know, how often does it update? I don't know. Hang on 1 second. Let me see. We'll just see what Sam says. In the meantime, while I'm waiting on an answer from Sam, the link for our new, I'm trying to move the question panel out of the way because it's blocking my screen. Let me just do this. The link for the new location of our HRMS help, and this is what it looks like, is... this link out for you. It's https://files.dpi.state.nc.us/HRMS_help and then another forward slash. Okay, this is a copy of what we had on our wiki site. It is not going to look exactly like the wiki site because we don't have that anymore. Okay, you can download a PDF version. And that version is searchable, so you can download it and save it on your machine. Okay, the import happens once daily. So the import's going to happen every day. Okay. So again, if you're a small district, you can probably look at it once a week or so. Get them in there. Larger districts, you might have to do it more often, especially in the beginning, since we're starting back with July 1 and we're now at the middle of August. So if you've already input information from July and August into HRMS, you're going to have duplicates to clean up. Okay. Blair, the page again for the HRMS help, and I am going to send an email to everybody on the webinar, is https://files.dpi.state.nc.us/HRMS in all caps and underscore help. Blair says, I see it now. I'm not truly that big of an idiot. You're too funny, Blair. You crack me up. I am going to actually, let me add this. I'm going to send it to everybody in the chat. Okay, so there, I just sent a chat message to the entire audience with that link. And again, I will send out an email to everybody in the webinar today with the link as well, so that you will have it, okay? You're welcome, Blair. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. If you scroll down on the help, you'll see that we do have a link for the instructions kind of off to the side here, so you don't have to hunt for them in the beginning. We also will put the webinar, the recorded webinar will be placed here. That's probably not going to happen until tomorrow or Friday. Okay. It will definitely not happen today. Okay. But there will be the link. There's the link where you'll be able to get to it once it's there. All right. Any questions? Anything else I can answer? Anything I can show you one more time? Thank you, Blair. You're welcome. Okay, well, if we don't have any more questions, then I'm going to go ahead and end the webinar for today. I hope you got the link from the chat. I hope you got the instructions also from where I had the handout attached. If not, you can get them on the HRMS help page. And again, I will have that link sent out to you shortly. Okay, so you can get them there. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact us at DPI. We will be glad to help you. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a great day. Bye.